Hello, hello. Thanks for listening to Guidance Counselor 2.0. Listen, I want to give you a quick rundown of what this podcast is and what you're about to get into as you listen to these episodes. We had guidance counselors in middle school. We had guidance counselors in high school, but we didn't really have guidance counselors in college. And now as professionals, we don't really have anybody to turn to ask a quick question, to learn something about the job search or to navigate your career. And so that is what I want this podcast to be for you. I want it to be a tool for you to navigate the job search and your career. So that being said, I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you need to reach me, Taylor@vaco.com is how to get in touch with me. Old fashioned email, social media at TDESSEYN. And finally, please rate and review this in the App Store because I want this to be discoverable for others so they can navigate their careers. Hope you enjoy the episode.
So, all right. So we're going to get into a few things today. Mainly just about the recruiting industry. There you go. Tay's day. Love that, Hillary. So we're going to talk about, so a few things I want to get off my chest for December. So I think breathe for a second. Benjamin, next time I'm in Charleston, I'm hitting you up, buddy. Let's go to a good coffee in Charleston. Just breathe. Hey, listen, this year's been rough, right? There you go, Brianna, promoted to director of SME services this past summer after less than a year of employment. I'm proud of you, Brianna. Congratulations. Let's clap it up for Brianna. Congratulations. So I want to go back to breathing for a second. Listen, this year's been hard. It's been hard for my team. And I think people need a break. You know, I tweeted yesterday about, you know, you need to be networking right now and use this time to get in people's DMs. And listen, you know what? It's fine to take a break. I had one guy kind of call me out on Twitter and it was okay. I was okay with it. And he was like, you need to use this time to just rest and just be with family. I said, I get it. I said, I'm a huge fan of that. So I understand. But I think too, I think having rest is incredibly important. Build in rest during these next few weeks, especially if you've been grinding at work. But I will tell you this, I would be reflective, right? So I told Mercantile Mash, dude, Benjamin, let's do it next time in Charleston. So I talk all the time about being reflective, especially in December. What I would do if I were you is I would take stock. I would evaluate your job. I would evaluate your job. Pros, cons, what could be better, what could be worse? And just evaluate, where are you at professionally, personally, relationship-wise? I'm going to do a little bit of that over the next few weeks, kind of shutting it down for me just to kind of reset. And that's what I would do, right? Because I think a lot of people jump out of the holidays and they get their bonuses in January or March, and then they're like, all right, I'm going to bounce. And listen, I'm just going to say this as in full honesty, as somebody who has looked around a little bit, it's not, grass isn't always greener. It's just not. And so really make sure you're going through, you know, pros, cons, write it down, take some time to reflect. I also want to tell you this too, is I think if you are going to network with anybody right now, I think it needs to be recruiters. I think recruiters, again, I can't stress to you enough. There's a bunch of recruiters on this chat, Nicole being one of them. We know the market. Now we know the market better probably in our own city, but we know the market really well. And so now's the time to really use us to pick our brains, who's hiring, who's not. Can you take a look at my resume? Can you take a look at my LinkedIn? And I think that's important as well. I think another thing that you need to be focused on during this time is really making sure that you're ready to hit the ground running, right? And I think Nicole said this too. Love that you're talking about how rough this year been for tech. Focus on mental. Yeah, again, right? Like just evaluate, right? Take some notes, et cetera, et cetera. I do want to get into kind of some things that I've said recently that I want to reiterate. One, I think crowdsourcing your next job is a thing. Listen, not everybody can take every job. So there's going to be leftovers. If you and a crew of yours have been laid off, or you know a group of people who are your skill set that have been laid off, create a Slack channel, right? What one of my buddies, Emmett, he created Coder Dads, right? It's just a bunch of dads on a Slack channel that share opportunities, right? That's the same thing. What I would do is I would really just make sure that you're sharing opportunities and crowdsource your next opportunity. I really think so. I think you should do that. I think another thing too, I talk about a lot as well. If you can get a bunch of recruiters that you like in the same city, use the BCC trick is incredibly important. And that's where you just send leads to recruiters. Listen, recruiters can't remember everything. We just can't. We just can't remember everything. And so what I would do is I would BCC a bunch of recruiters you like, right? So if you take me, Hunter Mitchum, and Sydney Crimmins here in Nashville, and you BCC us and say, hey, are you working on this opportunity? More than likely, one of us are. We just forgot about you, right? And so really leverage recruiters from that perspective. And just BCC us, right? Listen, the good recruiters can make introductions. I try to make introductions, even if like the, and I'm not saying this to like brag. I'm just saying the amount of introductions I've made without getting paid for is ridiculous. And I'm okay with that. And the good recruiters should be okay with that. So really leverage us to make introductions, right? I had a recruiter reach out to me about applying to another recruiting job. And she saw that I was connected with this one person. I didn't know this person. I told her that. But she at least reached out, right? Always ask, right? Hey, listen, do you know somebody new? You know somebody? I think that's incredibly important. I think another thing as well, I think when it comes to recruiters is, again, leverage us for tips and tricks. And, you know, every single call with the recruiter should be, hey, can you take a look at my resume real quick? Can you give me one thing to improve on? Right? I think it's incredibly important. I think another thing too is use this time. Like, I'm really big on upward communication. There's a lot happening with my group, and I can't wait to share with you. January 1 is going to be a big announcement. I'm so excited to share with my community on what's happening with my team. But I think another thing too is really focus and upward communicating, right? I'm starting to get kind of passionate about upward communicating and always communicating with your higher ups. If you don't think you do a good job of that, you need to get better at it. I will tell you that. I always tell my team, like me as a manager, I can only drive and keep up with so much. I love when you communicate up with me. Hey, Taylor, I did this, or hey, Taylor, I did that, or hey, you know, hey, Mr. Manager, you know, I thought about this, I implemented it, right? Always communicate up. I think it's incredibly important. Brandon comes in here. well, I'm going to go back here. Sal, recruiters have had it hard as well. Yes. I will tell you this, all the layoffs that have happened, a lot of it's been engineers, but more of it has been people talent, like recruiters. So my heart goes out to the recruiting industry. It's been a rough year. It's been a rough year for a lot of people, just for everybody. You know, just be kind this holiday season, right? I think people have, it's been rough. Melina, it's great to see you as well. Brandon, heads up. My content side. And of course he brings in a content thought. Highlight what the lifestyle of being 30 plus is in tech. I imagine so many people get into tech because of the hustle culture and flexibility schedules, but after the novelty wears off, you get married and kids, surely lifestyle changes. Yeah. Again, I mean, I think, you know, like what Brandon said, if you want to get into the content journey and you want to start posting on LinkedIn, which I talk about a lot, you know, highlight kind of your life, right? That's something that I do with my daily vlogs. I think people get enamored with a lot of the fluff. I think being real is incredibly important. Nicole, it is okay to regularly contact a recruiter. We talk to 200 plus people a week, and we want, yeah, I mean, like the amount of messages between text and DMs that I deal with in a day is probably 200 to 300 a day, or probably more, and emails too, probably 500. So yeah, I'm with Nicole. Please check in with us. Brandon comes in here more. Tech has always sold young people fun, free care lifestyle that is easy when you're 18. It can't last forever. Yeah, again, I understand that. Clark comes in. Clark, that conference again, the coffee sponsor of my show. Yeah, I would say be kind for sure right now. I don't know if you have any questions at this point. I just wanted to say, hey, and let you know I'm here for you. And that's really it. I think right now there's no silver bullet when it comes to job search in 2023. My thoughts and kind of some trends on 2023, I think from what I'm hearing, I think 2023, the first half of 2023 is still going to be rough. You know, I'm seeing articles that there's still probably be more layoffs in 2023. I think companies just got bloated. I think companies just got bloated, just to be totally honest. I called it unicorn finders. Me, Jake, and Dan called it 2 years ago. You can go back and they were on the record for it. And I think we're just going to continue to see some layoffs. So I would still say, you know, hold on a little bit. I don't think we're done yet. I'd also say too, you know, from a tech perspective, the one thing I'm seeing right now that's crazy hot, React Native is crazy hot. And so is Ruby. I have no idea what's going on. I've talked to a few tech people about it. And they've kind of given me various answers, but Ruby and React Native is super hot right now. My team's recruiting a ton of it. And then also to cloud still rules the day. If you can, you know, I get this question a lot when it comes to certifications, do certifications matter? The only certifications that matter at this point is cloud certifications. That's it. That's it. So, and then what else here? Yeah, Brianna, personal brand is important. Listen, if you want to get into personal branding and you want to try to experiment with that over the holidays, like feel free to reach out to me. You know, I can definitely help with that. But again, I appreciate y'all hanging out with me today. I'm opening up to questions right now. But to be honest with y'all, that's it. I just want to be with y'all this morning and say, hey, let you know I'm here for you over the next few weeks. Even though I'm not live, you can still reach out. I may pop in live every now and then. But again, this episode was just more to check in and say, hope you're doing well. If you have any questions, please let me know here. Otherwise, y'all, that's it. Just short, simple, to the point. Want to give some tips and tricks, just kind of on my mind. I do think branding is incredibly important. Without going on too much of a tangent, I think if you want to add another tool to your toolkit in 2023, I think it's starting to promote yourself, starting to document, it's starting to put yourself out there, because branding is everything. I know so many hiring managers that have found candidates because of their putting stuff on the internet. I only really book people on my show that I find on the internet, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. So again, it's incredibly important to put yourself out there day in, day out. Michaela comes in. What's the best way to reach me? Taylor@Vaco.com is the best way to reach me. Again, that's Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R at Vaco.com. And then that's it, folks. That's it. So again, thank y'all so much for hanging out. Go connect with Barrett. Anthony, again, thanks for hanging out, buddy. I appreciate y'all. If I were you all. Okay, so here's a homework assignment. I'm going to pause the music. Here's a homework assignment. If you really want to get serious about networking over the next 30 days, I would go on as many live shows as you can on my YouTube channel in the past, connect with everybody that has commented in my chat, say, hey, I saw you from Guidance Counselor 2.0, connect with them, build a relationship over the next 30 days, hop on over to Unicorn Finders, my other podcast, connect with the founders and CIOs and CTOs we have on that show. Say, hey, I found you on Unicorn Finders. Would just love to connect. If you spend the next 30 days networking on the back of both of my podcasts, you will have a wealth of people in your network. So that's my homework for you all. If you want to get serious about networking over the next 30 days over December, that's the way to do it. Connect with my people, because I will tell you this, my community and the people who have commented today are extremely kind. I will tell you that almost every single person that I know that comments are going to be open to reaching out. So again, thank y'all so much for hanging out with me today. I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. I will be live tomorrow with a recruiter to talk about the recruiting industry, Thursday, Unicorn Finders, and then we will be done for the month of December. I appreciate y'all a ton. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Hey, you did it. You listened to an entire episode, and I am very grateful, because you know why? There's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a lot of episodes, and I myself rarely finish an entire episode. So I appreciate you so, so much for listening. Quick reminder, please rate and review this podcast in the App Store. I want this to be discoverable to others. And the only way that happens is if you take the time right now and rate and review it, please, like right now, unless you're driving, then don't do it. So thank you again. If you need to reach out to me, Taylor@Vaco.com or at TDestin on all social media handles. And I hope you have a fantastic day.